Hey guys, Cam here. Today we're going to talk about how to turn the Epson WF2850 into chipless. Still have to shoot in this warehouse, so just bear with me if the light is not ideal. So what is chipless? Let's talk about what is a chip first. Every Epson cartridge has a chip. This is what the chip looks like. It remembers how many pages you printed. And one function it has is if you have a different cartridge, let's say a different model, you will not be able to use this cartridge on your printer because it will have a different chip. Another function is when you print the maximum amount of paper, the computer will stop you, the printer will stop you and don't let you print anymore. So you have to buy new cartridges. So after you turn the chip off, the printer become chipless. You can use any kind of cartridge as long as it fits. And also, you can just like me, drill a hole on the cartridge and fill the cartridge with third-party inks so you don't have to buy new cartridges anymore. Let's get started. You will need a USB cable and also you'll need a Windows operating system. Only have a Mac? Go borrow a Windows from a friend. That's what a friend's for. Cannot get it from friend? You need a new friend. After you turn the printer into chipless, you can just return the PC that you borrowed from the friend. And then just connect your Mac and print whatever you want to print. So step one, we're going to turn on the printer and let it run normally. Connect your USB cord. Next, open your browser. Go to inkchip.net, International Escobar Day. Anyway, go to inkchip.net, it's .net, not .com. And once you're in there, click soft. In the soft, there are four columns. The first one, the first column is the instruction video. I have to warn you, not every video is correct. So you need to do two things. You need to do the firmware update, and you need to do the activation. The first step is free, so you want to do that, make sure everything works, then you activate. Then we go to Workforce 2850. Because they're two parts download, let me just download them both together. So download this and then download this. You can see the second file is EX file, the activation, so it doesn't need to be decompressed. But the first file, the firmware file is RAR file. You need to decompress it. If you don't have a decompressing tool for RAR file, I suggest 7-zip. And you can install the 7-zip. This is the firmware that we downloaded. It's just one file. Now I can right click and extract it. After we extract it, you can see it become a folder. There are lots of files in the folder. So this is what the compression and the decompression means. The 7-zip just make this file into a folder. So in the folder, you can find this firmware file and start. Just a boilerplate, just agree, and then you're going to see the printer selected. Just click start and confirm, and it should start the update. And this is what a printer is going to look like. And it's going to look like this for next 3 minutes. Once the firmware update is complete, it's going to shut down itself and then restart. And you're going to restart to a normal screen. Here comes the confusing part. If you see the computer shows it's still updating. Actually, the printer already restarted, and when it's restarted, everything's done. And just ignore this software, ignore this PC, and consider it's done. Once the printer restarted, the update is successful, and this software going to run and it's going to show an error says the update failed. Actually, it's not failed. As long as you restart, it is successful. Now we're ready for step two. Step two is to activate the firmware. Remember, we download two files from the inkchip.net. One is the firmware, which we uncompressed to a folder. And the second one is a single file called activation. So just click and open it, and it should install software on your computer. And the first time you run it, it's going to download this download update. And after you download the update, it's going to restart. I see the client update is successful. Please rerun. Just close it and run it again.
This software has to connect to the internet. So first time you run it, you might have a Norton that say, do you want to connect to internet? Just click OK.
OK, now I'm ready. So see the current version is current. It's the latest. So click English and select your printer here. And to be able to active online, we'll need a key, of course. So now we go to inkchip.net and we click buy. And we select Epson Workforce Series 2850. And we'll need one key and add to cart and pull off a credit card and pay for it. After you pay for it, the key comes in instantly.
And now in the drop down, your printer normally is be automatic selected. If it's not, click select and click active online. Copy and paste the serial number you got from your email and click OK. You can see the bottom activation code is populated. You want to open a text file and copy and paste this activation code. If you accidentally delete your chiplet software from your printer, you need this activation code to recover and reinstall the chiplet without buying a new copy. And after that, just turn off your printer and turn it back on. You're going to see the ink is 100% full, and no matter if you even you don't have a cartridge. Another thing is Epson sometimes released automatic update, which wipe out your chiplet solution. So after wiped out, you can recover it with the code you saved. And I'm gonna make another video about how to do this. And another thing is you can turn the automatic update off. It's pretty simple. If you don't know how to do it, I have a little menu here. So you go to bchtechnologies.com. Go to printer modifications and whole printer and Epson, and you can find this downloadable file how to disable Epson automatic update. Yeah, I know, not many videos in September. I was busy fly fishing in Colorado. Here's Denver. To get at the good part of Colorado, you drive down 70. Denver is just a dump. This time I stay at Avon. Here is the Eagle River. You want to come down from the Avon to the Eagle River as south as possible because the fish get bigger and bigger. I suggest you fish at Leadville, Colorado, which is about an hour and a half from Denver, about 40 minutes from Avon. It's totally surrounded by beautiful, absolutely stunning views of mountains, and the stream is just wow. If this is your first time, I suggest a local fishing guide. It's called the Colorado Fly Fishing Guide, and they're small town guide and focus on really guide you fishing rather than selling you some fancy equipment. And I have a wonderful time with them. Getting a guide is totally worth it. First, they know where to fish, and you get more bite, you get more practice. Secondly, you get a second eye and can correct your some bad habits. Thirdly, they know how to land a big fish. Landing a big fish is really hard. My guide is crazy enough to pretend to be a big fish, and we practice on land how to maneuver. This was my first big fish, and I lasted 4 seconds, and the fish is gone. This is the last fish after I got educated. I fought for 1 minute, 54 seconds. This is the guide that gave me the hint that what I should do. At the end, the fish spit out the line, and I thought the fish was gone. And you can see from my body language, I was totally defeated and I walked way back. And I was wondering why my guide was so happy. And finally, I found actually I caught the fish. No way. This is the fun about fly fishing. You give everything you have, and everything is surreal. If you want to taste what true happiness is, go fly fishing. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this video. Visit us at www.bchtechnologies.com or locally, Greensboro, North Carolina. Cheers!